Yes, it's Monday. Well, for you guys it is. For me, it's Saturday. I'm recording it on a Saturday. Yes, I need to have Monday freed up for fatherly duties. But, you know, as they say, well, I was going to say c'est la vie, but as came out instead. C'est la vie! Anyway, I hope you're all enjoying your weekend, because it is the weekend now. Past tense, I hope you enjoyed your weekend, and I hope you're enjoying your Monday, and I hope you enjoy the upcoming week. And if you don't, it doesn't matter. There's a new one next week. What a weird intro. Anyway, I do hope you're all fine. What have we got in store for you today then? Well, of course, I'm going to say the second part of our thank you to our patrons after a big backlog built up. So we've got a song on the way. Hooray! They all didn't sing. And then, of course, we're going to do a paranormal review where I review something paranormal so you don't have to. And this week, we're going to review the film Immaculate. Yes. And a very funny post was put on Facebook by someone, one of our great listeners, saying, Kev, I won't give any spoilers. Also, Kev, spoils three films. That was from last week. When I apparently spoiled Ghostbusters 1, 2, and 3, and possibly 4. So I'll do my best not to give any spoilers, but you know, it's me, no guarantees. So we've got that. Then we're going to do your listener experience, and we've got a great one in today. And then we're going to go up the wooden turret to the Tower of Terror, where there is no Becca, because she is in the middle of the East. So instead, I very rudely take my throne, well, take her throne, and tell you a tale from Reddit. Yes, I do. And it's a very interesting one, because they write how they talk, and there's a word for that. And I was meant to Google what that is, because there's a word to describe when somebody writes how they talk. What I mean is, they say like in writing. So, you know, like, if I'm, like, saying, like, things like, and I talk like, this like, they write like that, which, it's only a short story too, so it kind of, for me, adds authenticity. But, you know, we can all make up our own minds. That's why God give us them, or whatever you believe in. Anyway, firstly, let's say a huge thank you to our wonderful team over at Patreon, who quite literally keep the lights on. Although I do sellotape over them to make it a bit darker. And when you go to Patreon and sign up at patreon.com/ we need to talk about ghosts, not only do you support the show and help it stay on the air, but you also get access to two podcasts each and every week. You get one where it's just a ramble, which is me. Hi, I like to ramble. I like to ramble. And I'll talk or verbally vomit about anything that's on my mind. Then on a Sunday, we have a Patreon. And that Patreon podcast, should I say, is paranormal, or we try and keep it paranormal. The one we've just done featured Becca, which is a bit of a rarity these days. It's normally just me, but we do try and remain on a paranormal tangent, so to speak. So yeah, you get all that, and you get your name sung out, as you're about to hear. So head over to patreon.com/ we need to talk about ghosts, just like the following wonderful Patreons have. We have Hannah Furhurst, Darren Tapley, Rin, Matt Osborne, Daniel McGowan, Day Cryptes, Rosie Holgate, Kay Notta C, Harry O'Leary, Ivana Talbot, and Abigail McManigan. This is gonna be a tough one, so let's get to it. The guitar is well and truly out. Let's go. Let's go. Hannah Furhurst, Darren Tapley and Rin. Matt Osborne, Daniel McGowan as well. Day Cryptes, Rosie Holgate and Kate Nottasi. Harry O'Leary, Ivana Talbot and Abby. Gail McManigan, I wanna hug you all and say thank you. Hug you so long that you all think that it's weird. And when you say, Kev, this has gotta be weird, I say, it don't matter, I just wanna say thank you. I say, it don't matter, I just wanna say thank you. Ah, Once again, dodgy falsettos. But a big and we did end on a 7th. It was an A7 for those keeping score. And, or ace or 7, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, big thank you to you guys. And if you want to join the team, want to join the club, baby, head over to patreon.com/. We need to talk about ghosts. And we do indeed. But first, we're going to start with a paranormal review. Yes, 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 indeed. It's time for a paranormal review. I thought there were less syllables than that and it was going to work better. Anyway, what are we reviewing this week? This week, it's kind of like charades, isn't it? But you can't see me, so there's no point me acting it out. It's like film, or is it a podcast, or is it a book? This is a film, or as some people say, film. They add an extra I after the L, but I let them off. I'm not a grammar Nazi. I think very few people are, and if they are, they definitely don't wear a uniform, because that would not be sufficient. Anywho, the film I watched this week was a film called Immaculate, and is it spoiler? Well, no. Hold on, this possibly is. I don't know. You know what? If you want to watch it, skip this, because there may be spoilers. I don't know what a spoiler is anymore. Sometimes I think I'm just giving little nuggets of teasing information that are available in trailers. Other times, I might just be telling you the entire plot. So if you want to watch Immaculate, skip, skip, skip. But anyway, Immaculate as in Immaculate Conception, okay? Now, the story follows a nun from America who, very vague reason why, decides to go to a convent in Italy, okay? And all is not as it seems. Now, in reality, when you're doing a review, that's all you need. I don't know how, I mean, Emma can do it perfectly. I'm not on the same stratosphere as Emma from RLGS. In terms of reviewing films, she can do it for 30 minutes and not give any spoilers away. How the fucking hell do you do that? Do you know what I mean? And make it listenable. I can't do that. I don't have that talent. So she goes to Italy, not Emma, the actress. She goes to Italy, to the convent. They all welcome her with open arms, but she doesn't speak that, you know, that much Italian. So some of the male, like, security guards are a bit like, what a, like, in Italian to each other. So she doesn't know. She's very pretty. What a waste, you know, that sort of stuff. And she's like, no, I'm just a nun. I'm just a nun. I'm here to keep my vows. But all's, as you can guess, all is not as it seems. Okay. Is this a spoiler? I don't know. Anyway, you know Rosemary's Baby? Yeah? I'm not spoiling this film. I'm just saying, do you know Rosemary's Baby? You know the whole plot of that? It's similar. That's all I'll say. Is that a spoiler? I don't know anymore. I'm completely lost in my own world of language. Anywho, the main thing you want to know is it any good? Now, as I've said many times before, I will never give a bad review on this show because who the Lord am I? I'm not the Lord, for one. But, you know, what's up? I am never going to put someone down publicly because why? Where is the strength in that? You know what? If it would do someone damage to watch something or listen to something, I would give a warning. Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to just say, go watch it. And then they go, I'm traumatized. And they go, sorry, I didn't want to spoil it for you. But I'll never slag off anything publicly. It's just not worth it. You know, what you get out of it? And I hate critics anyway, because critics generally tend to critique things they can't do. It happens with music all the time. You know, I can't write a song, but your songs need work. It's like, fuck off. I wouldn't expect, you know, if something went wrong with the car, I wouldn't say, excuse me, do you know nothing about mechanics? Do you mind telling me what's wrong with the car? No one would do that. You wouldn't do about anything else. But for some reason, when it gets to creativity, you're allowed to have an opinion. And everyone's allowed an opinion, of course. But if you can't do the thing you've got an opinion about, maybe keep that opinion to yourself. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't go up to, like, I don't know, Tyson Fury and say, your uppercut needs some work, mate. He'd be like, really? How'd you throw yours? I'd be like, I don't. You know, that sort of thing. Anyway, Immaculate, 2 thumbs out and slightly up. Is it Immaculate itself? No. Is it good? Yes. Therefore, is it worth 2 hours of your life? Well, is anything worth 2 hours of your life? Because, you know, I would argue no film on earth is worth 2 hours of your life. No, but I would also say the same thing about books. I think time's too valuable. But then ironically, I will sit at home and scroll on my phone for 3 hours. So is it worth 2 hours of your life? Yes, it is, especially if you want to watch a film. So yeah, two thumbs out and a few degrees up. Give it a watch. Yes, it's time for my... Do I scare anyone want to do that? Yes! Anyway, it's time for my favourite part of the week, and I sincerely mean that. It's time when we get to listen to one of your paranormal experiences. And they're unique to yourself, and therefore none of us have ever heard them before, and that's what's wonderful about them. Oh, while I think on, next week we might have a review of the new Omen film. We might, because me and one of my very good friends and Patreon, Chris, hello Chris, are meant to be going on Tuesday to watch it, but we might not. We'll see how things work out. So next week's review may well be the new Omen film. Oh, and I do that because of the Jackal reference. Anywho, shall we get on with our experience for this week? I think we shall. And we have an email from Patricia. How dare I? Patricia, also my mother's name. So I don't know, we've had this, I think Patricia sent an email in before and I've asked if you prefer Pat or Trish, or my mum went by Pat. So whatever you want to go by, Trish. I don't know why I just said that. Anyway, Patricia writes, hello, Kevin. Hi. Hello, Becca. Hi. Sorry, there was a delay because she's in the Middle East. That was a very, very bad joke. And hello and purrs to the cat of neighbouring regions. Meow. Can I just say, the cat of neighbouring regions has been spoiled to death since Becca's been in the Middle East. And I mean, the vet said she's tubby, which obviously Becca wanted to throttle her. And she's not tubby, she's tiny. So she was like, how many dreamies do you give her? And I was like, you're meant to count. I'm like, handful, food for everyone. And she was like, yeah, just give them like 3 max. And I'm like, fuck off. Have you seen her? She's gorgeous. She's getting 20. But Becca now is like, if we go to the vet again and they say, that's Sienna. Oh, the neighbor's cat is fat. I'm going to kill you because I'm feeding her 4 dreamies. How many are you feeding her? And I'm like, well, 4's in it. You know, there are at least 4. So whilst Becca's away, the cat shall stay plump. Anyway. Patricia writes, you've read 3 of my stories in the recent past. Thank you for that. You're welcome. I have numerous weird experiences over the years, but one evil presence stands out. Now let's hear about this evil presence. About 20 years ago, I worked for a small social services organisation. We rented office space in a local men's college. And we had a surplus of space due to declining enrollment. The building is one floor, sprawling rather like a spider, with the corridors running off the central reception area like spiders' legs. In one half of the building were classrooms and common areas, and in the other half were individual dorm rooms for students. With fewer men enrolled, however, there was and continues to be less need for residential facilities. And the college has rented some of those spaces to a few affiliated non-profits. The expansive grounds are also used for some outdoor sports and other events. Our offices were located on a tertiary corridor that ran off a secondary corridor. Originally dormitory rooms were with a common lavatory/shower room as you entered from the secondary corridor. When you went into this lavatory, the sinks and toilets were just inside the door, with 2 aisles of shower stalls further back. During office hours, we used only the lavatory facilities and never the showers. We had no need to venture further into the room, although we did just one time to see what may be there. Within a month of my working there, I began to dread this room. Whenever I would use the lavatory, I began to feel as if I were waiting for something bad to happen. I developed a sense of self-loathing and a total lack of self-worth. I couldn't even look at myself in the mirror. It was overwhelming, and I didn't know where these feelings were coming from. I didn't recognize the signs for what they were. Indications of abuse. As time wore on, I began to have an overpowering sense that something evil was in that room. It was in the second aisle of showers at the far right corner of the shower area. As far from the door as you could get. I couldn't see it, but I knew it was there. It was a very dark presence. Dark in both evil and colour. It was almost as tall as the ceiling. It was alive and seething, and there seemed to be smaller beings crowding around it, like they depended on it. It knew me. It knew I was in the room. It knew I recognized it for what it was. Living evil. And it knew it had power. It was waiting. A year or so ago, my friend John and I were talking about weird things that have happened to us. He would often referee soccer matches for a youth league on the grounds of this college, and sometimes he would use the indoor facilities during a long day. When I told him about my experiences there and my overwhelming dread in this room, he just smiled and said, "I know exactly which room you're talking about, because I felt it too." Thanks for reading my story, Pat, or Trish, or Patricia. TBC. Anyway, what a tale, Patricia. That's amazing. I love stories like that. Short, sweet, concise. And I say this probably far too many times, but for me, shorter stories seem to have more credence. They just do. And yes, I know I run another podcast and that focuses on 30-minute long stories at the very least. The last one we've just put out, I mean, apart from it being an emotional bombshell, and it bloody was, trust me, that ran close to an hour. So, and believe me, I'm not saying, and therefore there's a lack of credence, because that tale had anything but a lack of credence, believe me, yet again. But I do find these shorter experiences, you know, they tend to have a bit more an air of believability about them that longer stories can struggle with. I've seen a funny meme. It might have been, what was it on? Oh, it was on another podcast's page. I don't know what it was. Sorry in advance to that podcaster. But it was a clip, a news clip from like a regional news channel in New York. And it had two anchors, you know, or presenters. And the meme at the top said, "Me trying to elongate an essay." And the woman presenter said, "A fire in the Bronx today killed over 10 people as the fire ripped through the burning building." And she looks at the co-host, who's a man, and he looks at the camera and goes, "In the Bronx today, 10 people were killed by a fire that refused to give up, and the heat was just too hot for the bodies." So he was basically regurgitating what she said and messed it around. And it's quite, you know, obviously apart from the friggin' deaths, it's funny in the sense that that's what you do when you're trying to elongate something. Do you know, I'm doing it now. No, but you know what I mean? You just repeat what you've said in a different way. And I find when I get submissions for the dark paranormal, because they have to be 30 minutes in length, often two pages are identical. They just reworded it to, because I always say, send me six one sides of A4 and that should fill the show. And people do, but sometimes their story's actually two pages long and there's four pages of, like, for example, let's say there's a poltergeist in the bathroom. They'll be like, "To describe the house, first built in 1922 by Edward Flores, it was designed in the French style and painted about 300 times. Purple was the favourite colour of the second tenant, Roger." And none of it's to do with a story. It's just fluff. So these condensed stories like Patricia's I really, really enjoy. So thank you, Patricia, as ever, for sending in your tale. Now, if you've got an experience that you want to share on this show, irrelevant of length, send it over to Talk About Ghosts. Oh no, wait there, we've got a proper one now, haven't we? Send it over to contact@talkaboutghosts.com. Yes. Anyway, shall we climb the wooden hill to Bedfordshire? Yes, I think we should. Well, there's no bed up there. No, no, no. There is indeed just a dark, scary corner where normally a haggard, withered-looking woman who is not Becca stands by the beautiful Becca as Becca regurgitates stories from Reddit. But this time, and this time only, I will be sitting in that chair doing the regurgitation. So for the first, well, for about the ninth time, really, let's head up to Kevin's Reddit corner.
Ladies and gentlemen, now it is time for Paranormal Reddit Corner with Kevin.
And there is no Becca, because she is in the middle of the East. Yes, she is. She's like the Princess of Persia, if you will. Anyway, this is Becca's Reddit Corner. I am sitting in a chair in the corner of the turret of tower, and we have a little familiar with us, known as TNC, who is observing me from the windowsill, as in to say, why are you sitting in Mother's seat? Because TNC, little did we know, sounds like a decrepit old lady, although she be only six. And if we have two mirrors, she is 666. Anyway, this is what you do when you've got no Becca to bounce off. But today we do have no Becca on Becca's Reddit Corner, so it's Kevin's Reddit Corner. Doesn't have the same ring, does it? KRC. BRC sounds like it's a proper official thing. But we're at KRC. Kentucky Rice Chicken. Yes. Anywho, what we're going to do is, as per usual, we're going to find a story on Reddit that has been provided by one of their many, many members about the topic of ghosts and something they've experienced. And then we'd normally talk about it in a discussion format. But what you're going to kind of get instead, our Patreons know this only too well, because I do a show each week known as A Ramble. And in that ramble, I just talk. So I can happily discuss things amongst myself. Because, you know, that's one of the many symptoms of being Kev. Anyway, this Reddit has come from username Leedly, which, that's exactly the cadence I would use if I ever said, if I was that person, they were like, what's your name? I'd be like, Leedly. I wouldn't go, Leedly. You'd be like, Leedly. And they'd say, have I seen you on TV? And I'd say, this is not Rhyme Hour. Anyway. And they've put a post up on r/ghosts, the Reddit part. What, a subreddit, is it? I think that's what you call it. I should know this, shouldn't I, after like doing like 4 or 5 years of Reddit Corners. Anyway. And it's entitled, My Work is Haunted and It's Seriously Escalating, I Hope. I haven't read it. I just read that part and thought, this sounds good. It looked quite like, you know, the relevant length for a Reddit Corner. But on reading the title again, part of me is hoping, you know, my work is haunted and it's seriously escalating, that it's kind of a joke post about a man or woman or whatever they choose as a pronoun who works fixing escalators. But let's find out. So, for context, I work at a very old flower shop. Well, there's that joke out the window. Like, this place has been here as a flower shop for about 30 years. The building is probably about 60 or 70 years old. One of the first things I was told is that the place is haunted. That must have been a very... They must have been into the paranormal, that person, the owner. It's like, oh, welcome to the job you hired. Welcome to your first day. That's the bathroom. This is the kitchen. This is the toilet. P.S. It's haunted. Anyway... And that the ghost stays in the basement for the most part, and he would normally just open and close doors when there's no one round there, and move things around the shop, again, when there's no one there. However, he, I like the way they've given him a gender, he has started walking up and down the stairs like distinct footsteps, and me and several of my co-workers and some customers have heard it. Then literally about 50 minutes before I make this post, I heard my co-worker's voice calling up to me from the basement asking for help when she is not working today. I've just made TNC jump. Sorry, TNC. I'm the only person working today. There should be no one down there. There is no one down there. A lot of the time I feel like I'm being watched too. Sometimes I'll hear like, I like the way they keep saying like. I can guess your age, you know. I wouldn't say you're, I'm going to have a stab in the dark at like between 17 and 21. But anyway, where are we? A lot of the time I feel like I'm being watched too. Sometimes I'll hear like actual moaning and groaning noises down there. Oh, misses. And my co-workers are experiencing this too. Right now, I'm hearing the flowers being moved around behind me, but I'm the only one in the building. And that's from Lady Lee. It could be pronounced no other way, but I have said it. Anyway, that's interesting, isn't it? I do like that. And you know what? Although I was a bit facetious there in the how they've used like, so they've wrote or written how they speak. There's a word for that. I don't know what it's called. But I don't mind that because for me that adds an air of authenticity. Do you know what I mean? That's if I was telling someone, like if I was sending a text to a friend about a ghost encounter I just had, I wouldn't be like, "'Twas on the 19th day of the 13th month." Well, we all know why I wouldn't be writing that. But, do you know what I mean? I'd be like, lad, you get on this. Do you know what I mean? With it, that's how I type. Because that's how I speak. Obviously not on podcasts, because we're not all from Highton, Liverpool. But generally speaking, I'd be like, lad, get on this. No messing, right? I was upstairs, right? And you know what, lad? Liverpool people say lad a lot. I hysterically, this is not related to this tale, worked with a lad, like an actual lad. And I heard him on the phone once, genuinely, picked up his mobile phone in the canteen in work, in Kirby, a place in Knowsley, in Liverpool, where I used to work. And he picked up the phone and he goes, I literally heard him go, lad, you're taking the piss, aren't you, lad? Lad, no. No, lad, 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 no, lad, I'm not going to do it. Lad, I've told you, lad, why have you even rung me up? Lad, oh, fuck off, lad. And he puts the phone down. I went, who was that? He said, me ma. No, and it was, he showed me. I went, show me, and it was, I said, mum. And he calls his mum, lad. That's how bad some parts of Liverpool are for using the word lad. They call their mum lad. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, I know we live in 2024, but believe you me, there are parts of Liverpool that are way ahead of people who are concerned about pronouns. Do you know what I mean? They don't give a fuck sometimes in Liverpool where you come from. You lad, girl, whatever. Whatever fits. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, I remember being amazed. I was like, you call your mum lad? But you call your dad girl? And he was like, no, me and our fella moved out. I was like, okay, I'm going to stop asking questions now. This could get rather dark. Anyway, back to Lee Dilly's story. So we obviously go to the comments and then we'll look at the story overall. So a first comment says, 30 isn't old. They're meaning how old the flower shop's been. What's that got to do with things? And then they say, the poster's poor. No, I said the building has been a flower shop for 30 years, but the building itself is over 70. And the person who said 30 isn't old has said, read your post again. And no, so the original poster's got it right. Somebody's replied, I work at a very old flower shop too. Well, there you go. Just chime in. Throw your tuppence in. Someone has said, time to start praying and demand it to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the only thing it should hear. Show you're in control through Jesus Christ. Now that is a tagline. That is like, why is that not the end of every sort of spiritual advert? You know when you get these adverts for like donations to the church of whoever, and they just want your money really. They are the money lenders, you know. Jesus himself would kick their building to the ground. but they're the religious ones. But you know, when you get those adverts, they should end it, every one of them, with, show that you're in control through Jesus Christ. I'm going to start fucking, I'm going to make a t-shirt. I'm in control through Jesus Christ. TM. So somebody's replied, so the building has stood since the 50s or 60s. Very old. It's hilarious. I don't think there's a building in my village which is less than 100 years old. And most of them are 18th or 19th century. Yeah. And somebody's put, yeah, but you're also a ghost, probably from Scotland. Just try to find a building there that isn't haunted and at least 200 years old. The few that are newer are likely built over fairy mounds. What? The McDonald's in Fort William on Carmichael Way sits atop a stone altar used by the ancient Caledonians to sacrifice sheep to their deities. Where did you just arrive from? Children of the Net. That's their username. Wow. I mean, accusing the poster of being a ghost is a bit of a stretch. But interesting fact, nonetheless. Me and Becca, the other day, were walking down a place called Castle Street in Liverpool. It's one of Liverpool's original seven streets. It was founded by King John. And, or should I say, it was given city status, Liverpool was, by King John in 1700. And he used to have a hunting lodge here in Liverpool. Did King John? Now, I've just been watching a very, very conspiratorial program called Above Majestic 12. Now, Majestic 12 has been like debunked several times, but it's kind of not about Majestic 12. There's a lot of, it's one of these things where there's probably 10% truth and 90% bollocks. But there was a piece of it, which was like a news report from ABC about a girl who had done a lineage thing, like, you know, check out your family tree, to do with all of the US presidents. Presidents, didn't say that right, did I? And it turns out that every US president, bar one, and I didn't catch their name, but including Barack Obama, can trace a lineage to King John. How weird's that? Anyway, when King John made Liverpool a city, we obviously then started being able to have things like markets in these original seven streets. Castle Street was named so because there was a Liverpool castle, which was eventually demolished. But on Castle Street, there is a stone and there's a plaque on the wall about 10 feet away from the stone, because the stone's just in the ground, and you walk over it every day. You don't even look down and notice it. But when you look down, it's a round stone about the size of a manhole cover, and it's surrounded by like carved brick. But again, you wouldn't notice it. But the sign lets you know that what you were looking at is what's known as the sanctuary stone. And it said it was one of two, the other one's been built over, within Castle Street. And basically it meant that when the market was in Castle Street, you were allowed to pick anything up from the market, but you couldn't pass a sanctuary stone without showing proof of purchase, or you would be arrested. And that sanctuary stone is still there from 1700 on. So, yeah. So although this that poster, who was clearly like, hilarious, there's not a building in my village less than 100 years old. Non-soft, no one cares. Someone else has said, at least you'll have a discount on flowers at your funeral. Muhaha, ahaha, muhaha. Someone said, open the door and do a cleansing, being firm to tell them they need to move. And GTFO, by the way, for the non-urban dictionarists amongst you, that's get the F out of the flower store. Someone says, go down and say, I let you in, while holding a wooden hand. Okay. Someone said, any idea what the building was before a flower shop? The original posters put, not sure, nobody else who works there seems to know either. Don't communicate, says Time Finance, or go towards its voice. This is a way of communication for it. It only gains strength. The demonic has far superior intelligence than any mere mortal. G- get a priest to get it evicted ASAP. And someone else, Lily Rose Kay, has said, that's scary. They feed off fear. Our final person is back, and it's Children of the Net again, the person who told us all about the Caledonian sacrifices of sheep, which somehow relates to a flower shop several hundred years later. And they write, there are a number of things causing these experiences. Sure, it could be a ghost, but it could be a raccoon or mice. It could also be the plumbing. Have you considered it might be a person? Perhaps, and now this is serious, I'm not making this up, they've wrote, perhaps an axe murderer or an escaped mental patient with a crowbar. Perhaps the voice you heard was someone tied up and wrapped in a plastic sheet, slowly pleading out, feebly begging for help. Yeah, it's probably a ghost, they end with. And that's the last post. Wow. I think so from all the posts we've had there's one person who probably should have a word with a few people. Anyway, I just think it's a good story, in truth. I think there's, again, like I say, words like using like, as in typing how you speak, that's a bit of an authenticator for me. They've not in any way tried to, now forgive the pun, but they've not in any way tried to flower it up, if you will. They've just been what seems to be, they've been very succinct. They seem to be as honest as they can. You know, they've had mimicry, which seems to be becoming more the rage these days within the paranormal sphere. Yeah. Interesting. So all in all, I think that is a good Reddit for Reddit Corner. I think Becca will be proud. And when I say proud, I mean she won't listen, so she won't know. And she really has no judgment of whether that's a good or bad story. Well, she can tell a good story from a bad story. But I mean, in terms of us being paranormal fiends and going, ah, a mimic. Ah, or two other things. You know. Whereas Becca will just be like, I don't recognise the mimic, it's just a ghost or a demon or whatever. Or, if you're Children of the Corn or whatever that guy was called, it could well just be a murder victim or a still alive attempted murder victim covered in plastic sheeting, bleeding to death and feebly asking for help. What a jolly soul. He must be the talk of the town at parties. He's definitely first on my invite list. Anyway, guys, thank you for joining me in my cuckooing of Becca's Reddit Corner. Becca returns. When does she get back? She gets back Saturday coming. So, unless she's absolutely... what she normally does is she comes back and develops a cold, especially because she's only home 2 weeks, then she's away 2 weeks again. So what she normally does... when her body sort of subliminally goes, we're probably going to need to have a cold in the next 6 weeks because she's forever getting them. So she tends to subliminally or subconsciously fight them off till she gets back. Then she has a cold and then she's fine to go back to work. So unless she develops that over the weekend, then we should have her back in her rightful throne this time next Wochen or week, if you will, if you don't speak fake German like I. Okay, well, thank you all for joining me, guys. I'm about to grab TNC before the demons start to leak out of the walls in this turret, and we're going to head back down into the comfort of the downstairs. I wish I had something better to end that with, but I don't. But, you know, c'est la vie. Anyway, you guys, take care of yourselves and each other, as Jeremy Springer would say back in the 90s. Tatty bye, everyone. Take care.